We are so pleased now to be joined on Mugs in the Morning with the state treasurer for the state of Nebraska, Tom Breezy. We were just comparing notes a little bit, and we have something in common. You're from Albion, and that's I was born there, although I didn't live there for long, but I think that's kind of a neat connection to have right off the bat. What are the odds of that, the state treasurer and a guy interviewing you being from the same town, huh?
Yeah, that's quite a deal, Corey. They say it's a small world, and it truly is.
Yep, just another thing to point that out. So you've been state treasurer, what, for, has it been 2 years now?
Oh, about 16, 17 months.
Yeah, coming, so a little over a year, I guess, year and a half or so. I haven't heard anything negative, so you must be doing a pretty good job. Do you like it? Because you'd been in the legislature for quite some time before that.
Yes. No, I really am honored and humbled to be able to serve Nebraskans in this capacity. I served 7 years in the legislature and very thankful for the opportunity there to serve the 41st District and other Nebraskans in the legislature, but now honored and humbled to have been asked by Governor Pillen to serve in this capacity. And it really is a great job, and we run a lot of great programs in the treasurer's office.
Yeah, and one of those is the specific reason why I invited you on the show today, and that was to talk about this Meadowlark Savings Pledge Fund, something which I wasn't aware of until you sent out a release earlier this week, and I thought, well, this would be good for people to know about. Maybe some people, they know about the Nest account the state has, but this specifically, a reward for having a baby. We're all up to that. We like our tax breaks, and this can be viewed that way, but an investment and kickstarting educational savings. Tell us a little bit about how long this has been going on and what people can, newborn families can expect out of this.
Yeah, Corey, the Meadowlark program we put in place, I believe it was in 2020, and it's a neat little program. It with the pledge here, the Meadowlark pledge, the state kicks in $50 of seed money into a savings account for every newborn in Nebraska. This $50 pledge is towards a college savings account for these kids, and it will grow over time, managed by the state. And really, the purpose of the program is to remind parents and grandparents of the importance of saving for higher education, with the hope that they will go ahead and open up an account on their own and begin saving and investing for a newborn's childhood or college education. And I think we all understand the importance of doing so. And we're excited about the program. I believe that letters went out recently to all parents of newborns born in 2024, and each newborn's eligible to receive that.
So you send out letters to notify them that they're qualified for this savings pledge, and then take it from there. What do they have to do, or do they have to do anything other than just sign a form or just recognize that that account exists, or how do you handle that?
Yeah, we just go ahead and set it up for them. They don't have to do anything. But again, the hope is that that will jumpstart efforts to go ahead and set up an account on their own for the newborn. And you know, my office, the treasurer's office, runs many programs, and one of the most popular programs we run is the Nest 529 College Savings Program, and that is a great way to save and invest for the future education of a child or a grandchild or anyone else. And I think we all understand the importance of higher education. Really can be a game changer in the lives of our young people, and it really helps move the state forward as well. And the Nest 529 program is a great way to save and invest for higher education. There are some significant tax benefits to investing this way. The dollars can be professionally managed, and then the dollars can be withdrawn at some point for essentially any form of higher education, four-year degree, two-year school, tech school, trade school, vocational school, even an apprenticeship. And it really is a great program, and we're hoping that the Meadowlark program serves to remind new parents and grandparents of the importance of saving for higher education and prompts them to go ahead and set up an account on behalf of their child.
In that Nest 529, educational facility, pretty much, even junior colleges, am I right? You can use it for tuition for
yes,
junior colleges,
yes,
or community colleges?
Yes. Yes.
It's a wonderful,
very true.
A wonderful thing. And like you said, I think people are aware of the cost of education. And now, you know, like everything else, it has gone up substantially over the last several years. So squirreling away money, and anytime you can put it a little extra into the account. But $50, you can think of that as that's nothing. Or you can think of it that, you know, if I do that every month, even, I mean, from the time my child is born, that's going to add up, right? It will gain interest and really add up, won't it?
You bet. That's a great point, Corey. Over time, even small donations will add up. And, you know, we're always looking for ways to create opportunity for our children, our grandchildren, our young folks. And, you know, really what better opportunity to provide them with than higher education. Again, higher education can be a game changer in the lives of our young folks. And then as the state attempts to address its workforce crisis, as we take efforts to move our state forward, you know, an educated workforce is a key component to moving our state forward.
There are several benefits associated with Nest 529 Education Savings Account. Would you like to mention those?
Yes, great point. Your contributions to these accounts may be deductible up to a certain limit against your state income taxes. The earnings are exempt from federal and state taxation and can be withdrawn tax-free for qualified educational expenses. So there are some significant tax benefits. And I would encourage folks to go online. Go to my website, treasure.nebraska.gov, or nest529.com, nest529.com, or treasure.nebraska.gov. And there'll be a description there of the program and of the tax benefits, and see if those tax benefits work for you.
They can invest. There's different ways they can invest. You can customize your investment portfolio to fit your risk tolerance, time frame, savings goals. And then you can even make the contributions automatic from a bank account or a paycheck, right?
Yeah, that's a great point. There's a lot of different options in how these dollars are invested, as you say, to fit risk tolerance. And an automatic contributions as well are a great way to go to ensure that contributions are maintained.
And just like a bank account, basically, you can go online and see where it sits and how much money is in there at any time. And setting up an account just takes about 10 minutes. So there's really no excuse not to get this going, even if you think you can't put much in it. It's a benefit to get one started, isn't it?
Oh, you bet. You know, the earlier you can start, the better, but it's never too late as well. But yeah, we maintain it takes 10 minutes to do it. You can go online to those websites I mentioned, nest529.com or treasure.nebraska.gov, and click on the link, and you can set up an account online, or you can request a paper packet if you'd prefer to do it that way. So we feel it's a simple process, significant tax benefits, dollars can be utilized in a wide array of educational settings, dollars can be professionally managed.
All right. It's a great thing. Tom Breezy, the state treasurer of the great state of Nebraska, has been with us this morning on Mugs, and we appreciate you spending a few minutes of your busy schedule with us to inform the people about this tremendous program, Tom.
You bet. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.